SBS
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 SBS Radio.
Journalist and political analyst in Kurdish affairs, Vladimir van Vilgenberg, thank you again for joining us here at SBS Radio's Kurdish program. First of all, I understand that you've been in the Kurdish region of Syria for quite some time now, working there. And how do you see the security situation in general?
Well, the Syrian Democratic Forces have been fighting now in Manbij, and it's a very heavy battle. It started in 21 May. And it's still ongoing. They're taking a large percentage of the city. And as a result, ISIS has tried to strike back. And this is what we have seen in Qamishlo, when several over 50 civilians were killed in a bomb attack. And there were bomb attacks before, but they were mostly targeting Christians in Christian neighborhoods. And this is, one of the first large one attacks in Qamishlo. But before that, there was also a large attack in Hasaka. So it's not the first one. The attack in Hasaka was, I think, during the end of the Ramadan. So the security situation in general is like it's not completely safe because of the threat of ISIS bomb attacks. But in general, the SDF forces, they are defeating ISIS on the ground.
I mean, most people would say ISIS have turned back to attacks such as the one in Qamishli because of, you know, their defeat and because they're losing ground to Kurdish forces. How do you see this?
Yeah, basically, the more ISIS loses territory, the more they will try to do attacks on the ground here in the region. We have seen that, for instance, in Turkey. We've seen that in Baghdad. We've seen that now also in Qamishlo and Hasaka. But we have seen that also in attacks in Europe. So the more they lose ground in both Iraq and Syria, the more they will try to do attacks abroad to show their supporters that they are still strong and also to get media attention because every time ISIS loses ground, there's not a lot of media attention. But if ISIS does an attack somewhere, it can be a small attack, they get a lot of media attention. So ISIS knows very well how to play with media.
And I understand you were in Qamishli not long before the attacks happened. Do you believe that attacks such as that one have become inevitable?
Well, I was like a few days ago in Qamishli, exactly at the neighborhood where the attack took place. Mm-hmm. And I've been staying around like 1 month in Qamishlo, and there were always fears that ISIS would do an attack because, for instance, there was a restaurant that I was supposed to visit, which was attacked by ISIS fighters. So at that time, we didn't go to restaurants anymore because it was too dangerous. Mm-hmm. So there was always like a fear that there could be ISIS attacks, especially in the city of Qamishlo, because also the city of Qamishlo is not in complete control of Kurdish forces. There's also still the regime. And also there, like, it's a mixed population, Arab, Kurds, Christians, so it's very mixed. So it's difficult to control such a big city for the Kurdish security forces, also because the Syrian regime is also present.
Okay, so is there any cooperation between the Kurdish forces and the Syrian regime or the other oppositions that are there in terms of controlling the security and inside the city itself?
I mean, there has been clashes between the Kurds and the regime from time to time, like last time in Hasaka and last time in Qamishlo. But actually, the head of the Kurdish security police, Juwan Ibrahim, he accused the regime of playing a role in the latest attack in Qamishlo, so I don't think the relations are very good. But in general, they don't fight each other. So, I mean, the regime is in like mostly Christian and some Arab parts of Qamishlo, and the Kurds control most of the Kurdish areas. And until now, the Kurds have not decided to take the rest of the city. So, I mean, sometimes there are clashes and heavy tensions, small clashes, and other times, but they also have, of course, some form of like unofficial agreement, you know, that the city is divided like it is. But sometimes these agreements fail and clashes happen. So in April, there were very heavy clashes in Qamishlo between Kurdish forces and the regime. And the Kurds, they took the regime prison and advanced on and took some regime positions. After that, the tensions were quite high.
So do you believe these kind of tensions are actually benefiting groups like ISIS?
Yeah, because last time there were clashes between the Kurds and the regime in Qamishlo, there was an ISIS bomb attack. And last time when there were, which is not very long time ago, clashes between the regime and Kurds in Hasaka, there was also an ISIS bomb attack. So every time ISIS is trying to also make clashes between the regime and the Kurds, or they try to carry out bomb attacks when there are tensions between the regime and the Kurds.
So how do you see from now on, do you think the Assad forces that are inside the city can do better to be some kind of in control of ISIS movement in order to prevent such mass-scale attacks?
Well, the problem is that now there's also a lot of Kurds fighting on the front lines against ISIS in Manbij. So there's a lack of security forces now. Mm-hmm. But I think that they will step up like checkpoints and do more serious controls. But in the end, it's very difficult to prevent this kind of attacks, because even this kind of attacks cannot be prevented, for instance, in Europe, like what we've seen in France. And this region is living next to ISIS. ISIS is basically a neighbor. So it's much more difficult for them to prevent attacks. But I'm sure that they will step up checkpoints and more security controls. But still, it's like difficult, for instance, in Hasaka and Kamishlo, where it's also the regime where it's more mixed, and also population-wise more mixed, it's always more difficult to control.
Okay, so where are the most active front line at the moment with Kurdish forces against IS?
Well, the biggest, the most important front line is now in Manbij, where they are controlling around 70 to 80% of the city. And ISIS is trying to break this siege by attacking Ain al-Issa. They have attacked also the forces that surrounded Manbij from three sides, from the sort of Raqqa side, the Tabqa Dam side, Jarablus side, and from al-Bab side. So they're trying to break the SDF siege on Manbij. But so far these attacks have failed, but it did result in a lot of killed SDF forces. And also in Hasaka, there have been attacks on Shadadi, which is the front line basically in Hasaka with Deir ez-Zor. So these are the main front lines around Manbij and around Shadadi in the Hasaka province.
Vladimir van Velrenberg, journalist and political analyst, we thank you so much for all the insight you provided us.
You're welcome.